Andy, what is the purpose behind tonight's event at St. Paul's Episcopal Church?
The purpose really for having this has been in response to the shooting at Newtown, Connecticut, and of course at other recent shootings at schools, colleges, and universities, because several things. Number one is to bring the community together to talk about mental health in the realm as a public health issue. In other words, mental health and mental illness is not something separate, but just like cancer, diabetes, heart disease, we need to start looking at mental health and then the treatment for mental disorders as a public health issue.
And what will be the format for tonight's event?
Well, the format is that we have a group of 8 very distinguished panelists, ranging from Vicki Smith from Disability Rights North Carolina in Raleigh, Bill Satterwhite, who's a local pediatrician, Winston-Salem Police Department, and talk about their knowledge, what they see as far as strengths, resources, and needs. Then the second half of panel discussion consists of questions from audience members that are going to be written down on note cards. We want to make sure that we've got questions from participants, from kids, everyone there.
And what types of mental health issues will be discussed?
The focus is going to be mental illness as far as childhood disorders, adolescent disorders. You know, what are signs and symptoms of mental illness in kids? What's the difference between normal developmental behavior and a child, an adolescent who really needs mental health treatment? What are the differences between a very active preschooler or toddler and even one that young that, you know, that's crossing that line that might need some mental health services? So it's to help people better understand some of the red flags that may occur in children's behavior, what are resources, and then where people can get help.
And so part of this event is also not only to create awareness about mental health issues, but to reduce stigmas about mental health as well, right?
Correct.
Mental illness, I should say.
Yeah, correct. I mean, education is the key. I think part of what we want to do, again, in response to the shootings at Newtown and so forth, is to convey out there to the public that, number one, that mental illness is real, it's common, it's very treatable. And I think one of the things that I really want to get across is that persons with mental illness are not always violent. In fact, more people with mental illness tend to be the victim of crime rather than the perpetrator of crime. And education is really key to helping people better understand mental illness.
From your experience, you know, what type of mental health issues or needs are you seeing in this area?
One big thing is always, of course, accessing services and just for people to know how to access services. They don't know what to do. The second thing is the affordability of mental health services if you've got insurance or those who are uninsured.
And Andy, I know you've talked about continuing the discussion about mental health here in the Triad. What are your plans beyond tonight's event?
Beyond tonight's event, I plan to hold a second one in May, because the month of May is Mental Health Month. And already in my mind, I want to include substance abuse, because mental health and substance abuse oftentimes go hand in hand. I want to include a judge from the judicial system and include other key players who play a role in mental illness.
And for those who are listening, what time is the event tonight?
It's from 7 to 9 p.m. in the Colquhoun Room at St. Paul's Episcopal Church, which is located at 520 Summit Street in Winston-Salem. The event is free and open to the public.